When I say college freshman, what image comes to mind? Well, probably an 18-year-old living in a dorm, partying on the weekends. But that picture doesn't reflect the reality of student demographics in higher education today. Around 3/4 of the undergraduates enrolled at colleges and universities meet at least one criteria of a non-traditional student. So let's talk about what it means for how we prepare kids for life after high school. As we welcome Matinga Ragatz, education consultant, stateside commentator, here with us via Skype. Matinga, let's start by defining it. What exactly makes someone a non-traditional student?
Well, a non-traditional student is a student that didn't just go directly from high school to college. So there are so many life events that happen between, for 18-year-olds or 17-year-olds between high school and college, that a lot of people take the time maybe to get a job, maybe to have a baby, maybe to move or to volunteer and then decide to go to college. So non-traditional students are people maybe in their 20s or older, and nowadays is even people in their 50s and older.
All right, so we have this very big focus and push in Michigan schools on getting kids, I'm going to use the air quotes here because we hear this phrase, college and career ready before they leave high school. So what do you think is missing in that prep for the kids who just might not be ready to make that decision when they're 17 or 18?
It's a very simple concept. These kids just need time to allow them to get some life experience before they spend tens of thousands of dollars trying to find themselves on a college campus. Time to process. That's all these kids need.
You talked to a few young people who took an untraditional route to higher education. One of them is Tim Yang, and here's what he had to say about why he thinks taking some time between high school and college can be a good thing.
I've met a lot of people who did rush into college, and they kind of crashed and burned, or by the end of graduation, they were just very disillusioned, and they ended up not getting a job in their majors or anything. So
Matinga, kind of recap what he said and expand on that for us. What are some of the downsides of jumping right into a college or career plan after you walk the stage and graduate from high school?
That, you know, there's so many risks in doing that, because like what Tim just said, it was such a packed statement. Kids come out of high school sometimes really burnt out. They're done with school, they're done with college, but then they have that pressure of having to go into further education. And so in the college experience, especially since we know that almost 50% of kids do not, 50% of freshmen do not graduate on time in college. Since we know that, it's a very, very big risk to go ahead and apply for college, pay these incredible bills, and then drop out and have those low-paying jobs. And now you're in debt on top of that.
So what do students get out of going to college after they get, you know, that some time gaining life experience?
Well, I think, you know, you gain a lot of focus and self-reflection. And in talking to a lot of the kids, a lot of students who have had this alternative route, they just have so much time to reflect and really get to know themselves and get to know what they want. And so when they're going into a college experience at an older age, they have a focus. They understand the script, and they also understand the seriousness of the college investment. And like if they've paid rent, if they've gone to work, if they're supporting a family, they understand that investment. They have a tougher skin. You know, life kind of has a way to show you different perspectives when you're allowed to have it. And they are more likely to kind of pick more specified paths than just the general, oh, I'm going to be a doctor or I'm going to be a lawyer type of professions. So they have better time management as well. So they get a chance to really try out who they are before they get to college.
Let's talk a bit about risk, Matinga, because people without post-secondary education, mm-hmm. we know they earn some of the lowest wages in the country. There's high unemployment. Is there a risk that if you give kids that third option beyond college and career ready, that it could lead them to just kind of ending up in that low wage, low opportunity slot in those kind of jobs?
Yes and no. Yes, because, you know, if you're a junior or senior and you really do not know where you want to go, and if you do not have a plan, then you're more likely to end up just kind of either adopting somebody else's plan or in those low jobs. But if you are a junior or a senior who does not know what to do and you make a plan, you sit down with a college, with a high school counselor or a teacher or your parents, and you make a plan to what you're going to do after high school, you're more likely to focus on the experiences that will make you a better college student. Because these days you can do things like work on your portfolio, you can have an internship, and there's a lot of online online platforms that allow you to explore different ideas. Maybe you want to go into the music production, maybe you want to go into business management, etc. There are many, many things that you can do before you make a decision as to what you want to do in college.
I know, just a quick question about the social impact of this. Is there any stigma in being the kid who is not, you know, going off to college and moving away from home after graduation?
Yes, there is. And in fact, in talking to some of the kids that agreed to talk to me for this particular segment, it's traumatic. It's very embarrassing to meet your friends who have that rich college experience and be able to, and having to admit that you're just working at the local pizza shop. And again, because the schools sell the narrative that college and career ready looks a certain way, when kids take paths that are outside of that, it makes them look like they're somehow, losers. So they're they're doomed losers. That's what one of the students said.
So if you're mom or dad and you're watching your youngster kind of decide they are not ready to go to college, what should parents say or do to kind of guide their youngster through this spell?
Oh my goodness, I need them to pause because this is really hard. I know this because I am one of these parents. You know, I'm an educator, yet I've had children who struggled through school. So all I can tell them is to say, you know, you have to be supportive and you have to stop living vicariously through your kids. You know, parents, we feel like somehow our students' academic success is a reflection on us. And especially being an immigrant parent, where sometimes having the students have a big, like your student get a big job, go to a big school, is more important than having a child that has a fulfilling life. So parents need to just, you know, support their child in exploring their options. And they can, you know, here's what I tell the parents to say. I would say, and when somebody asks you, hey, what's your senior doing this year? Where are they going to school? What schools have they visited? I'd say to them, you know, hey, there are so many wonderful opportunities, exciting opportunities these days. My kid, he's exploring his options. So that's free.
There you go. And how can high schools prepare students who are don't end up in an immediate post-secondary path?
Well, I think high schools should spend a lot more time making sure that the students have, for example, they can turn true life experiences into assignments that lead to credit. They can focus on raising kids with coping skills, and they can stop the narrative that somehow if you're not interested in going to college right away, you're somehow damaged, because we know that some of the founders of today's most exciting companies were dropouts. School did not happen for them. So employers these days are starting to understand that the word is out. You know, according to this Forbes magazine article, dismissing candidates without college degrees actually limits your competitive edge. So a lot of the most creative people whose schools did not work for them are now founders and CEOs of some of the best companies. You're talking your Mark Zuckerbergs and Bill Gates and your Steve Jobs, and not even talking about those big guys. Kids who are opening the best restaurants in our neighborhoods, clothing designers, popular food trucks, YouTube influencers. There are 16-year-olds making $40,000 without high school, without a college experience. So there are many, many options. And knowing that, I think high schools could just kind of open up and try to bring some of these experiences, turning them into credit, so the kids can move on to the next level of their life.
Michigan Radio's education consultant, Matinga Ragatz. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Cindy.